USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in five decades, Congress is holding a hearing on UFOs today. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford chairs the House Intel Subcommittee.
The intelligence community must balance addressing known threats to our national security with preventing technical surprise. We must continue to follow the facts where they lead us and ensure that there are no technical surprises. The IC must take it seriously when there are credible observations of phenomena that seem to perform in ways that could pose a threat to safe flight operations, or they could be signs of a foreign adversary's attempt to develop a strategic technological surprise against the United States.
Research into UFOs has ramped up since a report revealed that the Pentagon has a secret research office dedicated to looking into the phenomena. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden currently on their way to Buffalo, New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A federal judge is expected to rule sometime this week whether the Title 42 border restrictions will remain in place. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier to keep illegal immigrants from claiming asylum in the United States. The United States reached a grim milestone of 1 million coronavirus deaths, according to data compiled by the CDC. And with COVID cases on the rise once again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the situation is a tricky one, but emphasize the importance of getting vaccinated.
The thing that we have to remember, and we keep saying from here, is that people have to get vaccinated, they have to get boosted. That is the way to really start moving forward from COVID, and that's been the president's focus in putting together a comprehensive strategy to make sure that that is happening.
The 7-day average of COVID deaths is 296. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Three Republicans are running neck and neck in a close race for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is one of those running against David McCormick and Kathy Barnett in the primaries. He joins Fox News to explain why he's a better candidate.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values. We got to be pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy. I want to make us the land of plenty again by reducing regulations and incompetence. So we don't have to worry about affording gas or, my goodness, finding baby formula.
Dr. Oz has the endorsement from former President Donald Trump, which has helped him in the polls. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that a law limiting how much money earned after an election campaigns can repay loans with is unconstitutional. The 6-3 ruling sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was at the center of the case after loaning his campaign $260,000, $10,000 above the legal limit. Cruz explains why the ruling will help make it a lot easier for challengers to take on career politicians.
It becomes a lot easier for citizens to say, all right, I'm fed up with the direction our country is going, and I'm going to go campaign and throw the bums out. And the more of that you have, the stronger our democracy is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.